She was, in many ways, Acoustiguide's first podcaster.
This is the entrance hall, and the old Dutch clock facing the door, which is one of the most interesting pieces here.
In 1957, Eleanor Roosevelt guided visitors around her Hyde Park home in one of Acoustiguide's first audio tours. As far back as 1957, Acoustiguide knew the key to engaging the visitor was revealing something funny, poignant, unusual, maybe even a well-hidden secret.
This bust of my husband made him look younger than he was.
Acoustiguide has been whispering in visitors' ears ever since. We began in an office in New York City and eventually took over the world. People have learned to ask for us by name.
Acoustiguide.
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 So, how did we do it? With a commitment to all types of visitors, a dedication to teamwork, creativity and thoughtfulness, and a belief in the power of words and the power of an experience. This is Acoustiguide.